You may remember Kelly Arena from her decades at CNN as a correspondent who traveled the world. She now lives in Texas and works at Sam Houston State University.
2 years ago, we launched the Global Center for Journalism and Democracy.
The center's stated objective is to promote a free and vibrant press. And to do so, they pledged to show up at the right time and at the right places to help journalists succeed. Through Ms. Arena, the university has developed a relationship with the Samir Kassir Foundation in Beirut, Lebanon, named for a popular Lebanese journalist assassinated in a car bomb.
The executive director of the Samir Kassir Foundation, Ayman Mahna, and I worked together after I'd left CNN. I had launched my own communications firm and did a fair amount of training in the Middle East and North Africa, which is how I met Ayman.
Earlier this year, Ayman and Ms. Arena collaborated to create an arts and culture reporting symposium in Beirut for regional journalists. That's when she contacted me, asking me to present what I do at Texas Public Radio to those journalists. Lebanon, as a war and strife-torn country, is understandably focused on the war they've suffered off and on for decades. The Samir Kassir Foundation, though, wants the country's reporters to also focus on what makes Lebanon unique, resilient, and finally, artful.
Ivan and I both thought that it was very important to re-energize those journalists who were covering that beat, or to introduce younger journalists to the importance of covering that beat.
If all a people hears from its news is how its people are in deadly conflict, there's a danger those people will forget their other attributes.
It helps establish, even in the citizen's mind, an identity of that place as a contributor to the world in a positive way.
We in the U.S. see or hear some kind of arts and culture reporting probably on a daily basis. But that's not the case in Lebanon. With all this as premise, the Kassir Foundation and the Global Center for Journalism and Democracy assembled about 25 Middle Eastern journalists at a Beirut hotel and brought four very different styles of journalists from the United States and England to illustrate how they do what they do. It was a two-day convention in late March with wonderful evening events to further introduce Americans to Lebanon. By overnight flight, I arrived early afternoon, and a taxi driver picked me up at the airport. He took me for a wild ride to my room at the Riviera Beirut Hotel, which also was where the convention would take place. Beirut taxi drivers move freely and quickly from lane to lane, discounting red lights when there's no one coming the other way. While their driving was unnerving at first, I came to realize that most drivers were my age. They couldn't have gotten that age without skills that served them well. So I learned to let go. Letting go would be a skill that helped me enjoy Beirut much over the next 5 days. I also soon learned that the stories of the city and those of Lebanon itself were not simple ones. At times they made perfect sense, and at other times they made no sense at all. After the convention, I set out to find a few arts and culture stories to present on Texas Public Radio, but soon realized I found far more than I bargained for. In my next Beirut report, we'll begin to hear from the people who make up this fascinating place. Here's Nadine Begdash, a woman whose passion for Lebanese artists was, in a sense, her legacy. She's carried on her mother's work even as war destroyed the family home.
When it was bombing at east, we were working at west. When it was bombing at west, we were trying to do something in the east side of the country.
That and more tomorrow. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.